Yeah, a lot of girls have said that, and I actually just recently read the statistic where only 2% of men between the ages of 20 and 40 make six figures and are over 6 feet, which is like two of the things that women typically say they want.
Right.
But it's crazy to think about the fact that there's only 2% of men
Yeah,
that
that
are
are out
making that
there.
much. Yeah.
I'll take a short guy that makes a million all day long.
Oh, what a hell of a compromise. Guess what, Toots? The chances of you getting a millionaire, period, are slim to none. I don't care if you say he can be short. This is how delusional they are. And here's the thing, even with the makeup, she's average at best. But they all think they deserve this millionaire. And they think he's gonna be faithful on top of that.
Get off of your high fucking horse and realize there ain't no prince coming for you. You ain't getting ready to walk into a motherfucker rolling out the red carpet for you.
Tell me you don't look your age without telling me you don't look your age. I'll go first. I'm.
All right, I'm pausing it right here, fellas. Make your predictions in the comment section. How old is she?
I'm 30.
Women be letting their ex treat them like trash for years and then try to raise the bar for the next man. You telling me your ex had a four-way with your mother, sister, best friend? Lowered your credit score from an 800 to a 212? Financing a Hellcat? Verbally abused your pet goldfish? And beat up your daddy? And you stayed with him? But now since you know your worth, the next man gotta treat you like a queen. You expect a new man to take you out to five-star dining establishments, but the Mickey D's drive-thru was all fine and dandy when your last man did it.
But here's the thing, even if a guy finds that to be a fair deal, she'll never respect him. Because in her heart, she knows that she don't deserve that. And in her heart, she knows you a sucker for taking on these standards. So she will never, ever, ever respect you.
And if you were to get a guy who's perfect for you on every level and you knew with 0% chance
boring.
Of him cheating on you. There you go. She just said it.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Boring.
Damn! 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 Damn!
And they wonder why men aren't getting married anymore. This is why some guys say, including me, women are just good to rent. It's a terrible deal to sign up for a woman long term. She's gonna get older, she's gonna get more bitter, and she's gonna get more mentally ill. There is no upside to living in the house and being in a relationship with a woman for 30, 40, 50 years. There is no upside to it. Okay, it may be an upside to it, but I can assure you it's not worth it. As long as you don't got some hang up about going to the doctor when you're feeling sick, the benefits aren't worth it.
How to date younger women as a guy that's older.
Money. It's really yep. simple. Money. All my friends who are divorced, money. They all got lots of money. They're all dating younger women. Simple. Money. I know guys who are older, don't have money, aren't dating hot young women. It's money.
And you ever notice when women complain about older guys dating younger, they're only complaining about the top tier dudes. If they happen to see a janitor dating younger, they wouldn't give a damn.
I genuinely think that men progress from breakups while women regress from breakups. And what I mean by that is that when typically women initiate breakups, we know this. I mean, how many of you guys have been broken up with? Probably one or two times in your lifetime, but you probably broke up with a majority of the time, the guys when you did break up. So the thing is that when guys get broken up with, they understand that they were inadequate to a degree. When women break up with a guy, they felt that they were too adequate for that guy to a degree. But the problem is that what girls don't realize is you break up with that guy. Well, now you got another notch in your belt. You've dealt with some, you know, trauma to some degree, right? Trauma typically builds men up, but it hurts women. And then on top of that, you're going to go ahead and try to get another guy. But as you get older and you get more experience as a woman, your value goes down.
1% of men actually get laid. The other guys face consequences for their decisions. Like that's the whole point. Is like,
sure.
like men when they make a bad decision, they always have a consequence. Women don't, and that's why women are worse because one gender has consequences, one doesn't.
And to say
it's like equal, I just think isn't like fair because like men when they make a bad decision, they have the consequence immediately, where women don't. We're bailed out of everything.
How are we bailed out of everything?
Okay. Huh? Every bad decision that you make, you're bailed out of. If you want to sleep around, there's birth control. If you get pregnant, you don't want to keep it, there's an... If you get pregnant and you want to get married to the guy and leave and take half, you can do that. And you can do it under the guise of being happy. And, you know, and society will accept you. And some simp will probably marry you after. And then, on top of that, if you're bad with your money, what are you going to do? You're going to go to a women's shelter. Or the government will pay you. If you leave and you're a single mother and you're the fifth baby mama or whatever, you can also go to the government. They'll pay you.
Is she advocating for men out the kindness of her own heart? Or is she advocating for men because she's making hundreds of thousands, if not millions, from advocating for men? Or it could be both. I guess you can let me know in the comment section.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
6 foot minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.